Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the third Sunday in Advent, and also our Stewardship Sunday at Christ Anglican Church. Usually we do our Stewardship Sunday earlier in the year, but because of the Angel of Consolation sculpture and its installation and so forth, we moved it into Advent. But today we look at the idea of stewardship, and there is a card that has been sent out to the parish. If you haven't received one, you can get a card after the service on the table at the back and where the gold tablecloth is, and you can fill that out. We'll immediately after the service, we'll have a little space and a moment, and then you can bring the card up to the altar and place it in an offering plate here. The idea is that we are personally giving our gift to God, but we're doing it corporately as an act of worship. And this is how we enact our Stewardship Sunday at Christ Church. Stewardship is a topic that I think is an important one in the Christian life, that we grab hold of it and understand it, so that we can be more free and at peace in our being. It's easy to misunderstand the way that we should relate to material things. And if we get the proper attitude toward it and the proper position toward it, we can really come into a place of peace. And the first thing to understand is that the earth is the Lord's and all that therein is. This is the fundamental fact of relating to material things, that is, the earth is the Lord's and all that therein is. So if I can come into alignment with that truth, I can become free again. The earth is the Lord's. Everything that is in the world is His. All things are His. Right? We came naked into the world, and naked shall we return. So if you think about it, all that we have has come to us and has been given to us from God, who is the source of all being. Now, granted, a person might say, wait a second, I had to work hard for what I have, and I've, through my wits and determination and so on. But we know the answer from the way that Moses instructed the children of Israel, that it is God who gives us strength to get wealth. And so if we have any wits or we have any strength or we had any opportunity, God was behind it all. So all that we have is from Him. Like we say and are used to saying at the altar, all things come of Thee, O Lord, and of Thine own have we given Thee. Now this helps to liberate me as a Christian when I come to that understanding, because in the first place, I can see that God is the one that is giving everything to me. He is the Creator who is my provider. And as soon as I can trust in Him to provide, I can relax. It's not on me, it's on Him. Not on me, it's on Him. So just like God took care of me when I was teeny tiny, growing in my mother's womb, and then took care of me for years, right? This gives the lie to the idea of the self-made man. No such thing. Anybody who says they are, terribly disrespectful to their mother. Come on. So carried in her arms, all those years and provided for, I didn't even think about providing for myself for years and years of my life. But there was God taking care of me all that time. In the same way, even though I am, participating in His provision and actively participating in how He provides for me, that doesn't mean the responsibility is on me. The responsibility is always on Him ultimately for my provision. As soon as I can trust that, I can relax. God will provide. And He is the one that has created all of you. And just like He's created the birds of the air and the flowers that bloom, right? You're of much more value than they. Our Lord instructs us in that in the Sermon on the Mount. And so you are of much more value than they, and He will take care of you. So we don't need to worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to put on, how we're going to be clothed. God will take care of us. We trust in that. So I can relax. I can find some peace in that. That liberates me. Another way that I'm liberated, if I see that everything that exists is God's and that, it may be mine for a season, but ultimately it's His, is I can begin to see that my identity is not wrapped up in the things that I possess. Jesus says very clearly that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Now, we have 1,000 messages in our consumer culture coming at us all the time that make us think that what we have is who we are. And we know that's not true if we think about it. You know, a person may be stripped of all that they have, and it doesn't change who they are. It might change their thinking for a little bit, but it doesn't change fundamentally who they are and in God. So our identity is in Him. Our life is hid with Christ in God. And so if you've ever had, you know, a shock, when you might have, you know, looked at the bumps and shocks in your stock portfolio, or you might have, you know, lost something that was important to you, or had a job, you know, change all of a sudden, that can be very frightening. But our identity is not wrapped up in that. Ultimately, our identity is wrapped up in Christ. And He doesn't change. So things may come and go, and that's fine. We don't have to see that as our identity. We're not ultimately shocked or shattered if somebody takes our stuff, if rust and moth corrupts it, or if thief breaks through and steals it, or if inflation melts it away, or if somebody, you know, messes up on something that they were supposed to take care of for us, or if we get bounced out on a technicality or something. We're still who we are in Christ. So we're liberated that way. We have some freedom that way. We're not tied to the things of this world for our identity. Another way that we're liberated and freed is that we can now see that God has entrusted to us certain things. We are now stewards of what we possess. So He is allowing us to participate in the care of His creation as stewards. And whatever He has given to us, we are to take care of for Him. This is a responsibility now. If a man is a steward, he must be found faithful. And we will be judged by God according to what we have done with what is His. What He entrusted to us will be judged on how we took care of that. So it's a bit of a responsibility, but also the path to freedom, because now I can see that what I have is His. I can take care of it in the season that I'm in charge of it. And that may not last long. It may last my life long. I don't know. But whatever I'm taking care of for God, if it's His, well, now I can take care of it like it's His. And there's a certain freedom there. This car that I'm driving, you know, instead of, I might take better care of it if I think it's God's car. This is the King's car. This is the Lord of the universe's car. And I get to drive it. What a privilege. Let me take care of it now. In the same way, we look toward to how we take care of our bodies, our physical frame, what God has given to us. But it opens out another mystery for us, and that is the mystery of generosity. God has given to us so that we can give to others, so that He is providing for others through us. In other words, He's inviting us to participate in the provision that others will receive. And we participate in that flow. So what we have, some of it, is for others. And we begin to ask God, well, what do you want me to do with what is yours? That's the real question of stewardship, is to ask God, what do you want me to do with what you've given to me? Where is it supposed to go? Some may be for others, and we are very used to that if we're parents. You don't think twice. If your child's hungry, you give him whatever you have. You know, you have an apple, you give him the apple. There's no hesitation. You're used to that. Well, some of what we have is for His children, for God's children in the world. And some is for the expansion of His kingdom. And He's giving us the ability to participate in the expansion of His kingdom on earth. That's a great gift He's given to us. So we're not supposed to be tight-fisted in what He's given to us, not sharing. We are to be liberal. As He has been generous with us, we are to be generous in the giving. And when we do that, when we finally catch on to that principle, we will find the secret of the generous, that those who give, get. I remember reading from a book called Master Your Money by Ron Blue. And he was a Christian financial advisor that had a client who was very generous. And he said, how do you give so much away? He said, I realized early on in my Christian walk that God, you know, gives to me. Like he has a big shovel and He gives what I need to me. And then I shovel some of that out to others. And God has a bigger shovel. Just the beginning. I remember being very taken by the word of one of our bishops in the province of Christ the King. And back in the early 90s, I was in a conversation with, I guess the late 80s actually, with Bishop John Cahoon. And in regard to stewardship, he said with his parish and people, he was very interested that they would become generous people and begin to practice the tithe, give the first 10% of their income away, because it was a discipline of generosity. That became a discipline. So they weren't just giving when they felt like it, they were also giving as a matter of habit. And so habitual giving is important too. We have a disciplined approach, an orderly approach to our Christian life. But he said he didn't care where that money went. It could come to the church, or it could go for the expansion of the kingdom in other directions or for good works. And that interested me. I thought, you know, I was new Christian at the time, and I was thinking, wow, that's really interesting. He's not just trying to rake it in. He's interested not in, you know, the money. He's interested in the soul. So he wasn't trying to fish for money for his church or get rich kind of scheme in the church. It wasn't that. He was interested in people being generous so that their souls would be blessed. And that's really where it's at for us. That once we understand that, we can be liberated into this wonderful place where as God is generous, so we are generous as God's people. And so that's what stewardship is. And we practice it here at the church in different kinds of ways. Now, one of the ways we do it is for the support and maintenance of the ministry at this church, and that's what the card is for today. But that's only one way to give of what God has given to us. There's a multitude of ways, and if you start going into conversation, deep conversation with God on this, you'll find that he's very creative indeed on where he might ask you to place the resources that he has entrusted to you as a good steward of those things which are ultimately his. For all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.